Welcome to Meaning Over Money, a different kind of financial podcast where money is never about money.
Welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so excited to have you here. We hope you're having an awesome week. And regardless of when you're listening to this, we hope it adds value to your journey. In the last episode, I shared the story of delayed gratification and how after 17 years, I bought the car that I'd wanted for that whole 17-year stretch. But instead of buying it brand new, I bought it 18 years old for $9,000, and it's been so much fun. I love driving this car, and it adds some richness to my life. It doesn't add happiness. It doesn't add meaning or fulfillment, but it's a lot of fun. And I did it in a way that it doesn't hurt my family financially. It's planned. We saved up for it. It's great. In the aftermath of this, I was talking to a friend, and my friend gave me permission to throw him under the bus. So thank you, friend, for allowing me to throw you under the bus, because I'm absolutely going to do that right now. I appreciate you having the attitude that we get to do this, and it's playful. But my friend, when he found out I had this car, he reached out to me, and he told me, and he was serious, by the way, this isn't him being playful. He reached out to me and he told me that he thought me buying this convertible as a fun car was a pretty bougie move. And it was surprising to him that somebody who like me, who preaches financial responsibility, would be so bougie in my life. And maybe that was hypocritical. And maybe it was a red flag for people. And he wasn't joking. He was serious. And I was really shocked by his comment. And I'm like, wait, am I bougie? Is that what's happening here? But here's the thing. There's levels of bouginess. And what I did may seem bougie to him. But I think context is in order, because again, context always matters. And here was my response to him. We had a good laugh about it afterwards. And then he said, yeah, you should talk about this on the podcast, because I think it's something that maybe I need to think about more. So here's my point to him. And I said, you know, I have this car now. It's really fun. And it's certainly a want. It's not a need. And I said, well, think about this, man. My family's three vehicles are worth a combined $30,000, which is half as much as your one vehicle. And he kind of looked at me like, oh, crap, foot in mouth. And that's the truth, though. And he looks at this car and he's like, oh, you guys are being awfully bougie. Like, that's a little over the top. Except for the fact he's driving a $60,000 vehicle with a $1,400 a month car payment. And we have three vehicles that are worth a combined $30,000. Our most expensive vehicle is worth $12,000. Which makes some people get really anxious. Some people get really anxious when you start talking about vehicles that are worth $12,000. Some people think that those might as well be in the, you know, in the dump. But for us, that's our life. That's what we do. That's some choices we've made, and we're happy with our choices. And I think it's important to always look at the context of our decisions. Because what we often do is we want something, and we think that in order to get whatever level of fulfillment or joy or happiness or fun or whatever we want to call it, however we want to define it, we think we have to shoot way up here. We think we have to come way up here and spend what we need to spend to get way, way up here. Now, I could have done it. I almost did it 17 years ago. I almost bought this car for $40,000, which is the equivalent of $65,000 today. I almost did that. That would have been bougie. But now I have this fun car and I paid $9,000 for it. And I think we just need to take a step back and we need to ask ourselves what really adds value. I would argue this. Me buying this 18-year-old car for $9,000, benefit for the cost is miles above me going out and say, let's say I go and buy a $50,000 Corvette. I'd take a $50,000 Corvette if somebody wants to give me one. Sure. But for the value that I get to receive from this $9,000 car, it's significant compared to the benefit per dollar if I would go buy a $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 vehicle. I think we have to look at our purchases and our decisions and the value that it adds to our life and compare the value to the cost. Yeah, we can go to Disney World and we can drop 20 grand in a week. Easy. We could go and drop 20 grand at Disney World for a week. Easy. I have friends that do it all the time. But for me, I look at that and say that to me, that's not worth it. I don't want that degree. I don't want that degree of luxury in my life. It doesn't add as much value. I would rather go to Disney. If I were to go to Disney, I would take it down a notch. I would do Disney a lot cheaper than that. And then I would do other things as well. We don't have to shoot to the moon every single time. If we want a purse, we don't have to spend $3,000 on a purse. We can, but we have to ask ourselves, is spending $3,000 on that purse adding that much more value than if we bought, say, a $300 purse? That's a very personal question. I can't answer that. I don't buy purses. The value of a purse to me is zero, no matter what. So we have to make the decision in context with where are we at and how much value does it add to us? And what we do is we like to look at our life and we like to look at culturally, what do we spend money on? We buy this kind of vehicle. We go on this kind of trip. We live in this kind of neighborhood. We buy this kind of house. We look at it and we say, this is how we're supposed to do it. And what we do is we are unintentionally ratcheting up the bouginess of our life because that's what other people are doing. We can live in a nice house without living in a mansion. We can drive a nice car without it being this fancy car. We can go on a trip without it breaking the bank. We can do these things. We don't have to go all in on everything. I could have bought a new Z. I could have went and bought a brand new Z. I could have spent 50, 60 grand on a new Z. I could have done that. That's on the table. That's an option. But there are degrees to that. And so for me, for $9,000, I get to drive this really fun car and I get to share it with the people in my life and let people drive it and let them enjoy it. It adds a significant amount of value for the $9,000 it costs us. And I think that's the takeaway today. There are degrees, there are levels to this stuff. And I think it's important that each of us searches our own soul to figure out what level do you want to be at? What level do you want to play in? Because if we just let the culture sway us, we're buying the biggest, the best, the shiniest, the fastest. We're going down that road. And I think if we were to really take a step back and ask ourselves honestly, what adds value to us? We're going to make tremendously different decisions. I don't see many people in my life just going and buying an $18,000 car. It's kind of a weird move. But for me, it's exactly what I wanted to do. I'm so glad I did it. I am even more confirmed after doing it than I ever was in all these years thinking I was going to someday buy this car. It's way cooler than I thought. And so to my friend who said, hey, that's bougie that you bought this extra fun car. It's a convertible. That's a bougie move. Well, kind of, except for the fact that my three cars combined are worth half the price of his one car. And he has a $1,400 payment and we don't have any car payments. There's levels to this. And I'm glad he can laugh at himself enough to say, hey, you should make an episode about this. So thanks, my man. Appreciate that. So whatever is in your life, be intentional. Don't let the culture sway you. Do what's right for your family. Let your blessings be blessings. Let your yeses be yeses. And let your not yets be not yets. That's all I have today. Take care, guys.